You're now tuned in to Cartier Show.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
What up, though? This is your man, Cartier. Welcome back to the Cartier Show, man. It's been a minute, man. A lot has happened in these last couple of weeks to where I could not record. But we'll talk about that later. Right now, I want to get into today's very special day. Or yesterday was a very special day. We just celebrated today. But today is we celebrated me and my wife's 2-year anniversary. Woo-hoo.
Hootie-hoo-hoo.
Okay, I'm done. Yeah, we just did 2 years, man. It's 2 years in the books, man. It's been
two goofy years.
First year was, I was barely even around. I was in the Navy, mm-hmm. underway all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Technically, this is the first year.
Yeah, pretty much. First year being together. This is like the first.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so growing pains, you know what I'm saying? It's been a while, 2 years, but I'd do it again, you know? It's a learning experience.
So sweet.
Yeah, I know. I know I'm sweet. Come on. It's an anniversary.
So I won't get this energy tomorrow.
You said what?
I won't get this energy tomorrow.
What energy?
The sweet energy.
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
It depends on how I'm feeling. All right. How you feel about the anniversary? Did you like it?
Yeah, I had a nice day spending time with you. You know, sharing some loving. That's always nice.
Mm-hmm. Speak up. Speak up, please.
I said I had a nice time spending time with you. And just, you know, sharing some love and whatever.
Okay. I like that as well. What I didn't like is how you forced me to buy you some stuff.
I didn't force him to buy me some stuff. I suggested.
After we went to this, restaurant, spent all this money. See, look, this is how I play it. I get the ultimate feast at the Red Lobster. You feel me? Not the ultimate feast, but the endless shrimps. That's what you got.
Yeah, but I thought it was gonna come out different than that what it did.
Oh, yeah, you said you wanted the steaks at first.
Yeah.
I was like, man, we don't need no damn steak, because I was like, I thought the steak was gonna be like $50. And then I looked at the meal, I was like, go ahead and get the steak, it ain't that bad.
So, yeah. I wanted steak and shrimp, but like they didn't have any like actual meals that were steak and shrimp together. So I was just like, well, I'll just get the shrimp, because I didn't like want the steak.
It was a good day. I got suited and booted for the first time in like a couple of I got suited and booted 2 weeks ago to do the podcast, or yeah, 2 weeks ago to do the podcast last week. Let me get into that bullshit. So first of all, David Leung, the Kung Fu Master in Seattle.
Don't call him out.
No. Fuck that guy. Listen, this dude. No. I'm tired of this shit. This motherfucker, I would go to his restaurant to pick up some food, right?
What if you meet up with him again?
I will never meet this man again. If I get
up. I thought you were going to take the Kung Fu class.
If I do take the Kung Fu class, it'll be out of spite. So David Leung, Kung Fu Master in Seattle, his Kung Fu studio is in Seattle, Chinatown. If you're ever in Seattle, which I don't recommend to anybody, but David Leung is a Kung Fu master. I met him in his restaurant. We sat there and talked. He talked about Kung Fu and his whole philosophy and whatnot. And I sat there.
Well, what was the philosophy then? Can you tell us? Since
the philosophy was basically about Kung Fu. He was just telling us basically that Kung Fu was just like, it was more than just fighting. It was like about all the Zen stuff. And it was like kind of his religion. Kung Fu was a religion about being peaceful. Mm-hmm. It wasn't all about fighting. It was about self-defense and all that. And then he started talking about all the movies he was in with like Steven Seagal and Jackie Chan and stuff. I was like, oh, he wasn't doing movies and stuff. And then he gave me his business card. And I called him like a few minutes after. I called my boy Lamar in Detroit. I was like, hey, Mar, I just met this damn Kung Fu master up in this Chinese food restaurant, bro. He gave me his business card and all that. He said, bro, you should have him on the podcast. And that's when the light bulb came out. I was like, yeah, you're right, man. I should have him on the podcast. Hold up, I'm gonna call you back. I'm gonna call this Kung Fu master, try to set it up so where he can be on the podcast, right? So I call my man Dave Leong. We chop it up. I call him and tell him, like, hey, man, this is Bryce. I was just in the restaurant, man. You gave me the business card. I dig the whole Kung Fu philosophy. Is real positive and all that. I like the vibes and all that. And I would like for you to be on the podcast, you know, and spit that positiveness, because that's what it's all about. Yeah, positiveness. Doesn't matter, you know.
I'm playing.
Okay, well. Okay, well, yeah, to give it that positivity on the podcast, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people needed it. You know, I like to give out positivity. I don't just want to make a podcast where I'm acting a damn fool, doing stupid stuff, you know what I'm saying? You know, saying stupid stuff. I want to have positivity on there, and I thought that he would be able to do it. So I called him. He said, yeah, no problem, man. Just let me know when. I said, hey, would you be available on Tuesday, which was 2 weeks ago, Tuesday? And he was like, oh, no problem, man. I'll be available Tuesday. I'll be in the restaurant. So I called him just to make sure it was okay. Long story short, my man didn't answer. I called him two more times, still didn't answer. I called him two more times, still didn't answer. And he knew my number. So, moral of the story is, you know what I'm saying?
You were at the restaurant, you said?
Yeah, I met him at the restaurant. He, even when he first saw me, he was like, man, did you do martial arts? Because I had a white beater on when I was in the restaurant. So, like, those who don't know, you know, I'm pretty yoked, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple of muscles on me, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty buffed up, you know, feel me? And I ain't talking about my Cartiers, you know what I'm saying? But that's beside the
point.
Could
you please?
He saw the muscles. He was like, hey, man, you do martial arts? I was like, man, I used to do a little Taekwondo. I had a little bit of green belt, you feel me? And he's like, yeah, man, you should come to my martial arts class. And I was like, man, I can't come to martial arts class, but I can give you some advertising on this podcast if you would like. And he said, yeah. And you know what I'm saying? I felt the type of way. He didn't answer the phone when I called him.
Yeah, you're kind of bitter about it.
I am. I'm not that bitter. I just wanted to put it on the podcast.
I know. You were excited about it.
I was. I wanted to call this fool out because that's fucked up, man.
You're just hurt, though. He could have been busy. He could have had other shit going on. You don't know.
He told me Tuesday he didn't have anything to do.
Well, things come up. You know how life be.
Well, he could have answered the phone and said something came up.
Maybe his phone died. Maybe he
no, broke his charger. Phone wasn't dead because it was ringing.
Yeah, sure.
So get the fuck out of here.
I'm just saying. You know, he seemed like such a nice guy. You know, maybe he didn't intend to blow you off.
Maybe. I think what happened was this. So right after I left the restaurant, I was parked inside of an alleyway. That was like a parking lot outside of it. And some lady was trying to get into that alleyway. And,
like a car?
Yeah, my car was parked in the alleyway, so nobody could get in or out the alley. And I was parked in the middle of it, and she was like, she started honking the horn, like, get the fuck out the way. And I was like, man, fuck. And I didn't do all that. I was just like, whatever, man, wait. And I would get in my car, like, are you going to move or what? And she moved out the way, and I just drove off. I think that might have been his girl or something, because maybe that's why. I don't know. But I've always had parking problems in Seattle.
Because you be parking where you're not supposed to.
Because I go in and out. I don't ever stay there for longer than 5 minutes. But let me get into one of those parking stories real quick. Here's the funniest one that I've had, the parking story in Seattle. So I'm parking this parking lot for another restaurant, but I'm going to another restaurant to pick up some food that's across the street. So I go to that restaurant across the street, and when I come back, it's a lady behind the car, and she's like, are you going to pay to park here? I was like, what the hell are you talking about? She said, only customers can park here for free.
From the same restaurant you got the food from?
No, it was across the street. Oh, okay. So she was like, only paying customers can park here. If you're not a customer, you gotta pay $25. I'm like, I'm not paying $25 to park. This ain't no goddamn baseball stadium. This ain't the damn Tigers game, so I ain't about to pay to park in this mother. You know what I'm saying? So she like, well, you gotta give me my money or something, or you can come in there, or you gotta give me something out of your car.
Was she the parking monitor?
No, she was just some Chinese Karen. Like, she was a Chinese Karen, and she came up to me. She's like, you got to pay me $25 to park in this parking lot, sir. I'm like, I'm not paying you anything. I'd be damned if I paid $25. She like, all right, give me your car charger. Give me your car charger, and I'll let you you go get the money and come back, and I'll let you leave. I'm like, no. So I'm trying to be nice without being an asshole out there, because that's not my... You know, that's not what I want to do. I don't want to be an asshole. But at a certain point, she kept asking me for this money, $25.
Maybe she's homeless.
No, she worked there. She kept asking me $25 to park there. I'm like, I'm not going to pay it. And she wasn't going to move. So I got in the car. I put the car in reverse. She stood behind the car, and she didn't think that I was going to move. So I started backing the car up, and she got the hell out the way. And she's like, I'm going to call the police. I'm like, go ahead. They're not going to do anything to me. What are you going to do? You stood behind my car trying to stop me from moving. That is, technically, that's a kidnapping.
What? What? You're chatting right now. Yes, I am. Going on. So I think it's time for an ad.
Yeah, I also think it's time for an ad. We'll be right back. Yo, yo, and we back. What's up? It was a long break. We had to talk about some stuff. Yeah, man. Let's talk about what we're doing now.
Getting ready for this move.
Yeah. Thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
But I'll spend more on a pair of glasses, though. So,
so is that what you have to do to keep things in perspective?
Yeah, you always got to think about, like, people spend more on stuff than, you know, I spend more on something that's not as important as getting ready for a move. Hmm. So it really ain't that big a deal. I ain't going to get a number out, but I spent some money. It's more than how much this move going to cost. So it's going to come back to me anyway. Times 20, 1,000, million, whatever.
But yeah, that's just getting all that's. All that stuff figured out, packing up everything. Nothing's packed yet.
Getting all that stuff out the way, man. We behind the eight ball right now.
What does that mean?
Still don't have a 100% like confirmation on the apartment. So still waiting on that confirmation, and yeah, it's like
just gonna get out there and just be like.
Yeah, I'm not about to be out there and be homeless, so we just gonna have to figure something out. Okay. Yeah, but for those who don't know, we coming back to the state of Michigan, and Lifesaver Roadside Assistance will be coming out there with us. Lifesaver Roadside Assistance is a 24-hour roadside assistance business. Yes, 24 hours. We do tire changes.
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Really?
No, not 7 days a week. 6.5 days a week. 5.5. She wants time with me. So, Lifesaver Roadside Assistance is 5.5 days a week. We do tire changes. We do fuel deliveries. We do jump starts. We do auto lockouts. Only thing we don't do is tows, and we will do that eventually. So... Yeah.
You're talking about like toes on
your feet. Yeah, I don't do that. That's nasty. I do toe, T-O-W. You understand? I don't do it yet. That's what we will be doing soon. As soon as we get the funds, we will be doing the toes. That's pretty much it for that.
You have to get like training for that?
No. If you get a tow truck, you don't need anything but a regular license. Mm-hmm. And you got to pay that liability insurance, which is out the wazoo, I heard.
If you like drop a car or something?
Yeah, I mean, tow trucks, that's a pretty big car. If you hit something with a tow truck, you pretty much going to be at fault. I remember my boy was telling me about this Challenger was going through the street. the challenger was like, he was texting on his phone, wasn't paying attention. He saw the red light too late and he tried to stop, but he stopped like in the middle of the street, and then the green light turned on and the tow truck was going through and blew through the damn challenger. The whole front of the challenger was tow up from the flow up. And then the funny part about it was, the crazy part about it was the tow truck that smacked the challenger had to tow him.
Had
to tow him from the accident.
I'm dead.
The tow truck had no scratches or anything.
For free.
I mean, I don't know. I think the challenger was at fault because he ran the red light.
Mm. Or he was, he was over the line, or he actually ran it.
No, he ran the light and he tried to stop, but he was going so fast that it was like he stopped in the middle of the street as the green light was on. And the tow truck smacked him.
Damn.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up. But I'm getting ready to get them tow trucks, man. Once you're getting that tow truck back, it's a whole different bag. But that's beside the point, man. We doing that right now. What else we doing right now? Doing the Uber Eats right now.
Mercari.
My wife doing Mercari. She's doing resale stuff. Hopefully she turns it up when we get to our next location. I'm praying that we get taking all our stuff to the next level. What else we doing? I got some stocks. I'm up at Apple. I'm also in a company that does the, they make the chip for Apple for iPhone. So I'm in that as well. Planning on getting into Sony right before the PS4 drop, right before Black Friday and right before Christmas. So just staying on them trends. Yeah, man.
I think I want to write an ebook.
Ebook on what?
Just a little poem book. Short, $2.
He's going to put a bunch of poems in it?
Poems.
Poems?
Yeah.
What are you going to write?
A different poem. I've been writing a lot of poetry lately.
Okay. Let me hear one. No?
Let me see if anything's suitable.
We're getting tied to open her notebook. She won't even let me read it. This is her diary. Like she's a teenager. So Todd, you're 23 years old.
I never had a diary when I was younger.
Me neither, because I'm a boy.
No, you still should. But now, like,
no, I did actually. Like, my mom tried to give me a journal.
Yeah, like, exactly. They're good for you but when you're younger, you don't realize. Like, I wasn't even calling this a diary. I just I write everything in here.
I didn't use my journal for a journal. I was teenage boys. Like 12 and 11 year old boys. When they get their notebooks, they just draw big cars with big fat ass rims on them, 54 inch rims and shit. While she's going out, we're gonna keep going on what we're doing right now. We also coming out with a record label, man. I'm not gonna tell y'all the name yet of the record label, but when I get the LLC and everything finalized, which should be by my birthday, October 20th. That's Cartier's birthday, October 20th. By my birthday, we should have everything finalized, and the record label should be up and running. And first project. Try to get it started by the end of the year or the beginning of the next year. And it's going to be a compilation. So any up and coming rappers in my city that I mess with, you know what I'm saying? Hit my line. I got a couple rappers I know myself personally and, that I would, and it's a lot of business, we can talk business once I get it all started, Just hit my line if you're interested. If you got me on Instagram, that's the_Cartier Show. That's the_Cartier Show. For those who don't know how to spell Cartier, that's the_Cartier Show on Instagram. Yeah, man. We also do, sponsorships. We put you on the page. Right now, we ain't got no followers, so I'll hook you up and put you on the page for free. Yeah. I'm also planning on doing some collabs with my boys. My boy Lamar, he got this clothing line, Marbino. It's pretty sweet shirts that he's making right now. He's trying to branch out, do shorts and athletic wear soon. So be on the lookout for my man's Marbino. He gonna come up in the city very soon. And also my boy Jay Hidden, my boy Jonathan. He on Instagram. He's like, he's doing the 360 thing right now. He used to be super fat. Now he's super flat. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You got the poem ready? Or no?
Yeah, let me just read you a short one.
Okay, she's going to read the poem. Get up to the mic.
It's not very good, so I just
be all right, it's not a good poem. Why don't you pick another one then?
I don't want to read my good one.
You don't want to read the good one? Why wouldn't you want to read the good one?
Who's going
to
write?
Listen.
When I put out the ebook, it's going to be under a pseudonym. Someone's going to know it's me.
They're going to know it's you. You're saying it right now.
But how are they going to know that's the ebook that I came up with?
You sound like a fool.
Well, listen, we'll see.
No, listen. I'm trying to help you out. Understand this. If you're going to put out an ebook with all those poems.
Poems?
Why don't you read the best one that you got?
Because they're corny and you're going to make fun of me. So I'm just going to read this one.
I'm not going to make fun of you. I love your poetry.
You've never heard any of my poetry before.
I've read it while you're not looking.
No, you haven't.
Okay, we'll read that one right there. Let's see if it's good or not.
Okay.
If it's whack, I won't say nothing. Let's go.
Okay.
Hold up. This is the lyrical, spiritual words from the great Ty Shanae. Snap. Let's go.
All right. I've been writing poetry, speaking language of souls. Not always so cohesive, I just let the thoughts flow. Deliver my sadness with eloquent prose. Still no words to express the love I know.
Todd, that was beautiful.
Shut up.
I'm just being serious. Like, why did you see? You gotta get over the shyness. That's what it is.
I guess.
All right. We're gonna get into another ad. We'll be right back. Okay. Right back. And we're back. We're back. We're back. 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 It's gonna be a last little segment of the show. It's gonna talk about the grand scheme of things. What is the grand scheme of things? What is the end goal? What is it?
Just keep growing.
just to keep growing.
Just keep developing whatever it is we're doing, whatever we're planning on doing.
Yeah.
Keep building that and building that and, you know, keep advancing and whatever else comes up.
Yeah, I think the grand scheme is like what I feel like the grand scheme of things is, you know, for the next generation to be able to get it done, you know what I'm saying? To be able to pass on what I do to my son. And he can pass it on to his son. He can pass it on to his son. Because I feel like I listen to Dame Dash and he talks about, like, if you got a job, at any moment, if your son needs work, would you be able to give your son a job?
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't. No one has that pull. You have to go to a boss and get that permission. So I feel like with my businesses and all this stuff, it's something I can pass down to my son. I can't pass down a job to him, because you know you can't just pass. It's something you can pass down. You can pass down wealth. You can pass down your business. So, that's pretty much the grand scheme of things. I hustle for my last name, not my first. You know.
Well, your first is the same. As
well, me and him have the first names, but it's a metaphor. You understand?
So technically, it's the same either way.
Well. Everyone who doesn't have the same name as their children should hustle for their last name and not their first name. Because when you hustle for yourself, that's just selfish. You should be hustling for the family, hustling for growth, and just hustling for something that you can pass down to your
family.
Your family, you know.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. Creating some generational wealth and beginning that pool.
Yeah. When you're the first generation rich, it's crazy. I think it was in my family, it's only like 1 million there. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure you got like 7 of them, don't you?
I think like some people in my family were really wealthy, but a lot of times they didn't pass it down. Like, I think they didn't pass down the knowledge. So, like, they passed down the wealth, but, you know, wealth runs up when you don't have the knowledge to continue to apply it.
Yeah, I think if you're the first, like, generation of rich,
yeah,
like, I plan to be the first, you know, generation of this, you know, like the Washington family tree to be rich and mm-hmm. be able to pass it down to my son. And I feel like all the hustle and stuff that you had to go through, you need to give that to the person that you passing it down to. Because if they don't ever, you know,
struggle,
like they don't have to struggle like you did, but they don't ever have any type of struggle in their life and everything is given to them.
Okay. Well, yeah, you got to like set them up with the information. But yeah. Let them make their own mistakes from there. You can't control every aspect.
Oh, I'm not saying control every aspect. I'm just saying.
No. Yeah, I'm agreeing with like what you're saying.
Okay. Keep going.
No, that was it. Oh. I was just like, you know, affirming what you had said.
Okay. Yeah, but they got to go through something or go through just, you know, have those same values because I think this happens to a lot of cultures and a lot of races, like second and third generation, like Mexicans and stuff like that. You know, they come to like the first generation came to America. They had to go through all the struggle and all the, you know, to get to America and all that and struggle to get money in America. And then they get it and then they, you know, pass it down to the next generation. But the next generation is like assimilated to the, you know,
to the comforts.
To the comfort and the environment around them. And now you're no longer like, it happens so many generations that you're no longer like the original generation. Mm-hmm. And you just go farther and farther apart from what you originally were.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, I feel like people who get money should pass the lessons down that they learned in their life and tell the stories
that
they had to go through. So, you know, the person would, you know, so the person that they passing it down to will be grateful that they're not in the same situation as the person that had the money. Or at least if
they end up in a similar situation, they have your story to learn from.
Yeah. Just hear my story.
Or to take advice from.
I did the same thing with my pops. Because my pops, you know, my pops never knew his pops, you know? Mm-hmm. He never knew his father. But he took that and instead of doing the same thing his pops did, he actually was a good father and was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because of his upbringing, he was a little antisocial and didn't go out as much. But he was still a good father in house, you know, what he did, you know, even though nobody really knew about what he did, you know, he still did a lot for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always grateful for that. And now I use it in my life and try to pass it down to my son, you know.
You mean rambling him up every morning and you every night?
What'd you say?
You mean rambling him up every morning and every night?
Rambling? What the hell? That's not even a word. What are you talking about?
I always say that. Never heard the word ramful.
Ranful? Use a different word, please. I didn't go to college.
Like rough him up.
Oh yeah, I love roughing him up. Well, my pops didn't.
To do with college.
It is. That's a college word. Nobody uses ranful.
No, I've heard people say ranful in St. Martin.
You look it up. This is not St. Martin. This is America.
Well,
ranful.
You married me.
Well, I didn't look it up. Even it's not even spelled like I thought it was spelled. How about just look it up? What's the definition?
I'm not even sure how it's spelled.
Okay. Look it up. What's the definition? The definition of the definition of ranful. What is it? Can you say it louder?
I'm trying to find the actual definition. This is just the origin. No definition in here.
Well, it's not a word. So, rumful. That's not even what you said.
Oh, yeah. Dialect. Caribbean.
Caribbean? Yeah. It's
Caribbean.
It's Caribbean, but where's the definition?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what this is. Rumful. Let's see.
You guys got a bunch of crazy words, man. What is the definition of this? What does it mean? We're waiting for the definition.
It means wrinkled.
To wrinkle. Well, I guess that's kind of like roughing up something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know. Nah, I just like playing with Bryce. That's all. I like playing with kids. No, wait, pause. Not like that, guys. I mean, I like... How can I say this? It's 2020. I can't say what I... Oh, my God.
You like having fun with your son?
Yeah, I like having fun with my son.
With my kid?
I can't even say it anymore. Yeah, 2020.
We have a day like, just don't say anything.
Yeah.
Just forget it. What you said.
Well, that was a Cartier show.
That was a terrible ending for
that. Yeah, that was terrible. There's nothing I can do after that. Also, we have the Instagram page of the Cartier Show.
You said this already.
Yeah, but I didn't say this part. Instagram, you can go on our Instagram page and send us a DM on the_Cartier Show. We got a couple pictures up there. I'm about to post a couple videos and stuff. You know, once we get to Michigan, you know, we're going to start amping up the production. We're going to start getting cameras and stuff and videotaping and all that. It doesn't matter what you say. Yeah, we're gonna move up. We're moving up, you know. And but Instagram, we're gonna be reading DMs. That's the_Cartier, CARTIER show. The_Cartier show. Cartier is spelled CARTIER. For those who don't know how to spell it, yeah, we on Instagram. We doing it big for the 2020 to the 2021. You feel me? And that's it. I'm out. Peace.
Yo, yo, man. I see y'all out there, man. Y'all doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? Keep it up, man. You know what I'm saying? You got a long way to go, man. Feel me? Cartier, baby.
Yo, this be the theme song to my life. Cut so deep, I keep a sword of the knife, like a thief in the night. You don't see me, but I see you. Fake niggas see through, been peach you. Cartier money making and lethal.
You know what I'm saying? Somebody get this nigga a round of applause, you know what I mean? He's made his first 10 G's, you know what I'm saying? Congratulations. We done been did that, you know what I'm saying?